RTV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Good morning. In the headlines, the bill to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly to the 30th of March 2026 has been endorsed in Yaoundé. This comes as the June session of Parliament officially ends at the Senate and National Assembly this Wednesday. Cameroon's Honorable Hilarion Eton, first Vice President of the National Assembly, has been elected as the next President of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie, APF. Those are the main points. Now, the news in full. The June session of Parliament rounds off in Yaoundé today during two separate ceremonies at the Senate and the National Assembly. The event at the Upper House will be chaired by Senate President Marcel Niat Djifendji, while the Speaker of the Lower House, the Right Honourable Kavayege Jibril, would preside over the closing ceremony at the National Assembly. This will be in the presence of top government officials. In the meantime, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutazé, during a question and answer session with senators last night, defended the 2025-2027 medium-term performance budgeting draft document. This was before members of the Committee on Finance and Budget at the Senate in a plenary sitting chaired by Senate President Marcel Niat Djifendji. Key questions raised by the senators centered around the energy crisis, inflation, poor road infrastructure, and slow decentralization process. In response, Minister Louis-Paul Mutazé talked about ongoing efforts to stimulate the decentralization process in the country, to construct more hydropower dams, roads with modern toll gates, and revamping the mining sector, among other important projects by government. As highlighted in our headlines, members of the National Assembly have adopted the bill to extend their term of office to the 30th of March 2026. This was during proceedings chaired by the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honourable Kavayege Jibril, as Doris Bajetatoekwe reports.
Some members of the National Assembly were simply euphoric about the draft law to extend their mandate by 12 months. And they did not hide their feelings. Honorable Njume Peter.
Mr. Minister, the whole of this chamber, be it of which political party, this is a message, take it to the head of state, that we thank you very much. They are pretending to think that they have questions. We are all very happy with this particular bill.
For Honorable Lawson Tabot, member of the Bureau of the National Assembly, the move by the President of the Republic is in all legality.
I want to first of all start by thanking the head of state for this extension. I must say it is in line with the Constitution. Article 15 and Lilia Kat spells it all clear. He's a man of law and he has respected the law. And all that has been presented by the minister in charge of duties at the Assembly reflects the true aspect of our Constitution.
That notwithstanding, a handful of MPs had some reservations during the general debate. Some of them posited that the decision only favors a political class to the detriment of others. Others were concerned about a possible threat to social cohesion, and yet others said the lack of sufficient human, material, and financial resources was not an excuse sufficient enough for the extension. Honorable Joshua Osi pleaded that the mandate of regional councillors also gets extended.
To make our decentralization work, it would be most appropriate for that election to be postponed as well, to enable, and I'm saying this from a party that has no one regional councillor, it would be legitimate for this election to be postponed as well.
To these preoccupations, the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of relations with the assemblies, Francois Bovin Wakata, provided necessary clarifications, reassuring that government will take its responsibility to ensure that the electoral process goes on unperturbed.
On to one of our other headline stories. The first vice president of Cameroon's National Assembly, Honorable Hilarion Itong, who is also the head of the Cameroonian chapter of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie, popularly known by the French acronym APF, has been elected the next president of the assembly. His term of office will last 2 years. He was elected at the end of the 49th General Assembly of APF in Montreal, Canada. Here is Honorable Hilarion Itong's first reaction following his election proposed by CRTV's special envoy to Montreal, Esther Kima. Take a listen.
I think I'm very honored by this election. That is why I want to thank the members of the delegation who is with me here in Montreal, in Canada. I cannot forget the members of all the delegation, the sections, members, l'Assemblée parlementaire de la Francophonie. I cannot forget the president of the National Assembly, the president of Senate, Marcel Nyato Jufendjou. Above all, I would like to thank a lot His Excellency Polvia for the investors who accept to invest me in this function of a member of parliament.
Elsewhere, a Cameroon United Nations System Multi-Stakeholder Committee meeting takes place at the Jaga Palace Hotel in Yaoundé today under the aegis of officials of the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development. The event is due to start at 8:30 a.m. A meeting to validate the third project deliverables of the implementation process of the project plan of the Industrial Zones Development and Management Authority, better known by its French acronym as MACZI, takes place today at the Yaoundé Jaga Palace Hotel at 10 a.m. A workshop for managers of support structures and senior entrepreneurs organized by the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts takes place from 9 a.m. at the Yaoundé Hotel in Yaoundé. It will be chaired by the Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Achille Basile King III. Meanwhile, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, will today receive in audience Israel's ambassador to Cameroon. This will be at his cabinet at 8:45 a.m. Now in sports, Cameroon's standard bearer to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France later this month, Emmanuel Eseme and mates have been exhorted to uphold the three values of Olympism and to exercise fighting and winning spirit so as to grab medals for the country. The Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Nasis Mwele Kombi, was speaking this Tuesday in Yaoundé during a ceremony to bid farewell to the six athletes that will represent Cameroon during the Olympics. At the end of the ceremony, Ben Collins Nuiberwo spoke to the head of that delegation, David Ojong. This is what he had to say.
We are taking to Paris a team of six athletes, two in athletics, two in swimming, one in judo, and one in table tennis. And we believe that we had the opportunity of qualifying four of them directly for the games, that is in athletics, in judo, and in table tennis. And also, we had the opportunity of being invited in swimming with one female and one male. All of them are 17 and 18. They are quite young for the event, and we believe that it will give them an opportunity to be in contact with the high-level competition.
And that feed in sports concludes this edition of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.